Unbuckle your seatbelt, disengage your parachute, and get ready to fall into pure chaos. We are on the road to greatness. I am your host, Kyle Stevenson, aka WhoDatNinja73. And as always, I am joined on this never-ending road trip called life with my best friend, Mr. Joseph Moran, aka Mr. Badbit. Tonight's destination is Fall Guys by Mediatonic and published by Devolver Digital. But before we get into that, Joe, how you holding up, man? It's been a rough couple days.
I've been better, man. You know what? Yeah. I could use more Fall Guys in my life. That's for sure.
Right?
Not enough of it at this point in time. But no. I'm okay. We had the OG recording we recorded in the beginning of August. And I debated when to put that out, right? Because I wanted to spread it out, make sure everybody, you know, gets it, whatever. And so I was going to hold it for the last week's because – Tsushima was in the first week, and we lost that recording. But I'm kind of happy that we did, because I got some more thoughts. Season 2's on the way.
Yeah.
I mean, there's even talk about this game being Game of the Year.
Oh, lofty, lofty aspirations there. Yeah.
But most importantly, you platinumed this game.
Hell yeah, I did.
Yeah, man. How you
do? So, you know, the same. Not to be too topical, but like the Chadwick Boseman thing really hit us both pretty hard.
Yeah, and I've been depressed ever since.
It's been downhill since then. So to kind of boost our spirits, let's talk about Fall Guys. If you don't know what Fall Guys is all about, it is a 60-person multiplayer think WarioWare minigames mixed with like the Wipeout game show on NBC or MXC back in the day on G4. Each match is like a round in a game show, and the last one standing wins the crown and is like the winner of the game show. And it is extremely addicting. It is the moment you either win or lose, you immediately want to jump back in and redo it, especially if you get clowned out on an easy round like Seesaw or something like that.
Yeah, everybody bitches about Seesaw. Let's just get this one out of the way. It's you. It's not the game, it's you.
All
right? It's just aim for the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of pro tips now since we recorded last time. Ooh. So like on Seesaw, if you jump and you dive onto an incline one, the animation to get up is quicker if you dive onto the plank.
Really? If you dive onto it?
If you dive onto it, and it's less of a chance for you to roll down and fall and restart.
Write that one down. That one's free. Technically, it's not because this is on Patreon, but you get it.
There'll be a bunch of pro tips in here for you. But yeah, let's just get into like each the rounds, right?
Yeah.
Minus the finals. So like, it's always random. There is only a set amount. I want to say there's probably 10 or 15-ish of like rounds. I'm trying to think of like the different kinds of matches. Minigames that you do.
I think there's over 20 different minigames.
Is there 20 now?
Yeah, like 24, 25. Something crazy. I know that.
Okay, yeah. I was just trying to think, like, without finals.
Oh, without finals, well then...
Probably, like, 15 to 20, maybe, around that range. Yeah, around
there. There's so many minigames in this little game.
And it's usually, now that they patched it, you'll never get back-to-back team matches, which is good, because team matches like to screw you up big time if you have a really shitty team. It happens to the best of us. And other than that, it's all for one, one for all. You just need to get to that finish line and qualify. So out of these introductory rounds, Joe, what are some of your favorites? What are some of your dislikes?
So first off, I love Seesaw. I've only failed at Seesaw, I think, once or twice. And then I also like DoorDash. Not because I love DoorDash, the app, and they should sponsor this show, but I feel like I'm really good at predicting what is the fake door or not. Is there a fun tip there, or am I just like...
There totally is.
Really?
Yeah, if you look very, very closely, the shortest door is the one that breaks.
The shortest door.
So there, you can see a little bit of the height difference at the beginning of that match when the camera pans around and shows you the end, the last three. There's one that you can clearly see is the shortest one, and that's the one you have to hit at the end.
Wow.
But yeah, there's a door in each row, or there are multiple if you're in the early couple ones. If they're a little bit shorter, they're the ones you need to go try to bust through.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I thought I was having ESP, but that. But yeah, those two are my favorite right out the gate.
Yeah.
DoorDash is about gates, but you get what I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you right now, Slime Climb is my favorite, and I don't get the bitching about it. Honestly, I love Slime Climb.
I don't consider that one like a first one, like a first game.
Oh, like an intro. Oh, okay.
Gotcha. When I'm seeing introduction, I think like usually what Whirly I'm getting Gig. First. Yeah, exactly. I like Whirligig too.
Whirligig's I'm good one of my Whirligig. Favorite set of those early ones.
I've only fell down, you know, the early stage, I've only fell down once.
Oh, sweet.
And that's because I wanted to know what happens. But when I see people fail there.
In the Whirligig one?
Yeah, in the Whirligig one. Because you fall down, there's a pillow pit you fall into. Like one of those bouncy castles. Yeah. So, yeah, I love that one too.
Yeah, Whirligig, as far as like intro ones, is a good one. Dizzy Heights, I've kind of grown old of. That's what like the rotating floors.
I hate that one. I'm gonna be real.
It's very easy. It's very. I think it's very easy, but
yeah.
I hate it.
I feel so stupid. And my thing is, I just follow the crowd. Uh-huh. I just follow the crowd, or else I'm dumb. I'm dyslexic, so I'll be like, and I have ADD, so it's just like I can't focus on the floors as much. You know,
pro tip on that one. Mm-hmm. Just I think you're thinking of the puzzle one, the memory one. Thinking
of the puzzle one. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the rotating floors with the big circles, and they kind of spin, and you have to jump on the spinning plates.
Yeah. That one's so easy; it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that Should one. Pro tip: you don't have to jump on; you can walk right on.
Yeah.
And
they do funny animations. Easier.
Yeah, it's easier to follow the. What's the word I'm looking for?
The flow?
Trajectory flow, thank you. It's easier to follow the flow if you just walk and you can change direction very easy. And obviously go with what the plate is going with. Don't go against it. That's stupid.
Yeah.
You're just slowing yourself down.
Yeah.
I see many people doing that. It's like, stop it. Yeah. What are you doing? As far as intro ones, those are good. Like getting into the other ones, we'll take teams out because I think teams are probably my biggest gripe.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of people's biggest gripe. I feel like people who are going after the platinum openly despise team games, especially the one that has the nine balls in the middle. Giggle balls. If you're immature, that's fine. I forget.
Oh, Hoarders? It's
like Hoarders, there you go. Hoarders, if you're on Team Yellow, you're just going to lose.
Which Rip I think is a plan by Mediatonic all along, is to shit on Team Yellow, so everyone shits on Team Yellow, to really just mess with people trying to go for the platinum, because, my God.
Yeah.
Hoarders is a bad team one. The one I always think of is either Jinx or Egg Scramble. If you have a smart team when it comes to Egg Scramble, it's easy. It's 100% easy. As soon as you grab a couple, put in your pit, then you run out and you go over to the next lowest. And you just steal from them. You don't even have to bring it back to your own. Just take it and throw it out.
Exactly. Just throw it out. So some other idiot's going to go and grab it anyway. Yeah. Also, like, it's really easy to defend there as well, because all you really got to do is just defend the corners. Like, jumping out of there is jumping out is hard. So as long as you're defending the corners, you can kind of just push them enough that they're not going to be able to jump over you, you know?
Yeah. Jinx is the one that I despise, as long with all tail ones, which we'll get to in a second.
Oh, but I thought Jinx is the circle one?
Is the one where someone has that pink like cloud around them, and you have to grab the other team.
That one's actually awful. That one's actually everybody's we need to think of one last game.
I've tried to think of a strategy to that one. So I was trying to go through normally and just try to run. It never worked because I always got caught.
I just stood in the corner for 5 minutes, and I was just like, "Is this gonna time me out? Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm gonna check Twitter right now."
I'm just going to run straight to the opponent and get caught right away so that I can actually feel like I'm making a difference and try to get as many people as once.
Yeah.
But either way, it comes down to the last second. And if you are going for the platinum and you want to get those five wins in a row, that is probably your least favorite one to pop up.
It really is.
Because it is so last second, depending on who wins that team game. Because it usually always comes down to 1-1, 2-1, and then it's just like within seconds, it's done.
Yeah.
So that one is my least favorite.
Yeah, actually, that one is terrible. And the tail, anything that involves you having to grab someone sucks. Yeah.
The reason why the tail ones suck, I think the single player one, where it's everyone for themselves tail,
yeah,
I don't mind as much.
I don't mind that one either.
But when you get to the team one and your teammates steal your tail and not helping by going after other people.
Why do they do that?
And don't get me started on Royal Fumble. Don't get me started on Royal Fumble. That one is so stress-inducing for no reason. Yeah. And I realize it's not Mediatonic's fault. It's everyone's has different internet speeds. So, like, on our screen, there's a huge gap. But probably for that person, they're probably right on top of it.
Oh, that's why. Then don't put in game modes where it's about chasing each other.
Yeah.
Mediatonic. You're on notice.
We're putting you on notice, Mediatonic. Yeah. But those are some of the ones I hate. The final ones. Mm-hmm. What's your go-to final? Like, if you're in a final, yeah, go ahead.
Because I feel like we just shat on teams for about 3-4 minutes here. The soccer.
Fall ball?
Fall ball. Where I get to be Pele. Yeah.
We know what to do.
We just got to bend it. You just got to bend it. And honestly, that could just be a game all in itself, and it's perfect.
Yeah.
Don't touch it. It's like, that could go up against Rocket League right then and there. And I think Rocket League's launch. How can you be real? I love that game mode. Every time I'm like, we're going to do work.
What was the highest score you got in fall ball?
Dude, I think it was like double digits once. I think we were like 15 to like 2.
Yeah, I got up to 18-0 at some point. That's because everyone on the other team just left one guy against five of us.
You know what it makes me feel like? It makes me feel remind me of like when you're seeing like my little cousin was really good at basketball. He was so good at basketball that like their team would be up by like 30 points. And then this is like 7-8-year-old league, right? And then they would have to bring my little cousin in because he was just too good. So like be like, okay, let the other, there was one at one point, I was just like, hey, can we let the other team just score a little bit? Just score a little bit to make them feel good. It's like, no, dominate them.
Yeah.
You deserve nothing but a hard L, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good team one. I'm trying to think of the other one that I don't mind. I don't mind the, oh God, what was, I don't know what it's called, but it's where each team has like a ramp going down and you have to work as a team to push the ball down.
I think it's like fall ball. Let's just call it fall ball.
Fall ball again? Because fall ball's the soccer one.
Yeah, damn it. Roll ball.
Roll ball, sure. I like that one a lot, even though it is frustrating if your teammates go ahead to try to stop the other teams and don't help us out.
It's like, dude, where are you going? We just started. Why are you...
Exactly.
I want to pretend like I'm useful. It's like, you're going to go up against a team of 20.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right? You're not a Spartan.
That's a good one, I think, because you hit the nail on the head. It doesn't come up that often.
Yeah.
So when you get it, it does feel new and fresh.
Now, when we get to the final rounds, though.
Yeah. What's your go-to? What do you feel confident in?
Dude, if I feel like... I actually feel like I have a chance if it's Hexagon.
Hell yeah.
Because, first off, Hexagon is the best. Fall Mountain is good. I'm not here to shit on it.
That's my number
Hexagon
two.
Hexagon is so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, because there is strategy around it. Here's a pro tip. You can fall all the way to the end. I'm not that type of person, but I'm aware of its existence. We fall all the way to the final platform on the center, and then you just run all around the circle. And then most people are going to just fall just through the center and just die, fall to their death, like Cloud City, Bespin. And that's not what I do. I always try my best to jump across to find the platforms. Usually I'm pretty good at finding where to jump to. I'm really bad at cutting people off and screwing them over. That's where I falter. But I feel like when I see you, you're really good at that.
Yeah, Hexagon, I could go pro in Hexagon only.
Yeah.
I am that confident in it, and I don't care. Like, if I'm in Hexagon, you have to really either A, purposely go below me and just create a hole below me and just hope I fall through.
Yeah.
Or B, try to grab me and, like, cut me off at wherever I go. But it has to be, like, three people doing it, because...
You're that good.
I'm that confident in myself when it comes to Hexagon. I mean, that is the reason why I got my platinum. That was my last one, was Hexagon, and it was
when brutal. That happened. When you were on four, right? And then you see Hexagon, are you just like, all right, let's do this?
Oh, my God.
The fingers.
I think I said, let's fucking go. It's time. It's mine. I have to screw up in order for me not to get this platinum right now.
Was it close?
It was very close.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. It came down to both of us at the bottom level, and I fell, and I had to dive mid-fall to get to the platform.
Oh.
And then I had to jump around, and the other guy, there was two left, and I had to cut somebody off, and then immediately turned around and find the jumping path. And as I did that, the other guy fell. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Thank Christ. That was awesome. And yeah, the reason why we're talking about this is there's one trophy where you have to win 5 games in a row.
Yeah.
And, let that sink in for that plat.
I'll touch on that in a second, but pro tip for Fall Mountain.
Oh.
And shout out to Mike Tandro, one-third of Kinda NYC with myself and his beautiful wife, Kelsey.
They're married. I sent her a text, by the way. Her a text. Because I changed her name in my phone. I don't know what their last name. It could be hyphenated, but it was, you know, Kelsey Tandro, and I sent her a text to that, and she really liked it. She appreciated it.
Yeah. Mike gave me the path for Fall Mountain. I'm going to do the same to you. You need to go. It's beautiful. I'm so happy for them. You go up the center of Fall Mountain. The right propeller?
Yeah.
If you're nonstop going, you can always squeeze by on the left without getting hit. You might have to avoid some balls coming down the middle. But then you always want to line up behind the diamonds that make the balls go elsewhere, the pegs. And if you line yourself up by that, you can easily get to the right side on the wall, run up that wall, and the hammer spinning, it's going to spin with you. So if you feel like you want to boost, jump, and it'll kick you up the stairs.
Oh, shit.
Or there is a little bit of a gap where you can just really just run and jump straight up, no problems asked. And then most of the time, I'm standing there as the crown's going up and down, waiting to just grab it because no one's even close.
Mm.
So that one I'm also super confident in. Yeah, Hexagon and Fall Mountain, I think, are the two of the best. Royal Fumble, we talked about it, the internet lag issue is real bad. Jump Showdown's pretty cool. I haven't gotten in a whole lot since then.
So real talk, when it comes to the final round, I think that's where this game's the strongest, because I think it relies more on skill than it does luck.
Yeah.
And yeah, the Jump Showdown is the new one where there's two like pillars that are just knocking people down. It's going, it's kind of like a clock that's broken. It's just spinning round and round.
Yeah.
And pieces of the clock are breaking. And into, I think there's eight, like a pizza. There's like 8 slices and each slice is breaking apart. That one I win like 50% of the time. I'm pretty confident there as well.
Yeah.
It always comes down to the wire though. Like, there's been multiple times where both of us fall, what seems like the same exact time.
But they fall faster? Yeah. I didn't know this, but shout out to Snowback Mike. He was talking about on his stream where if you run out the clock on that one, both of you will get crowns.
Oh, wow.
So there is like a secret timer. If you just can outlast it, you'll get a crown no matter what.
That's cute. That's cool that both people could win the game in a battle royale setting.
Thank God that's not a trophy. Jeez.
Oof, God.
Let's get into that infallible 5 wins in a row trophy.
Yeah.
What a stupid trophy. It's so bad. And the rest of the trophy list is really, really good. Okay. It rewards you for playing and unlocking legendary stuff and using the kudos to unlock new cosmetic stuff and wearing them. It rewards you for winning. I think the 20 wins is I think the next hardest one, which if you put in the time and you really study each one and know what to do in each one and have a strategy, 20 wins will come to you. It depends just how fast just and how
a lot of it's just like with time.
Yeah. You'll get it. And there's some hidden ones, like on Whirly Gig, you have to get hit and you have to go max speed falling, and all you have to do is jump in that middle fast windmill and have it hit you, and you'll get the trophy.
Yeah. But oh, so that's that's what that was.
There's some hidden ones in there, but like when it comes to Infallible, the 5-win in a row trophy, where it is so reliant on teams and your internet connection, and it's just, it's so bad. And I realized they put that in there because they thought it was funny and like, haha, you think you're good trophy hunters. We don't want to make it too easy on you. Let's make it super hard. But without me doing the trick, I wouldn't have gotten it. And the trick is if you quit, leave the match in the options menu before you're eliminated, the eliminated thing pops on screen and you go back to the main menu and your kudos have not gone up from your earnings of that match. That counts as, like, the server doesn't count that you were just in a game. So it counts as, like,
so theoretically, you didn't even play. If I'm in the tail one, right?
Yeah.
And I don't like it, I could just quit out and it won't.
Just quit out. And as long as your kudos don't go up, you're good. It will preserve the streak.
I think that's what I would, if I were to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I would do every time. I'm not even going to risk it for the biscuit.
I'm sure there's probably some trophy hunters like, oh, that's cheating, man. Where's your integrity when it comes to trophy hunting? Screw you, dude or dudette. Like,
it's 2020. Who gives a shit? You get well, if
it's a thing, man. Yeah. There's no set rules to trophy hunting. How do you think I got the last remastered trophy?
Come on.
I used tactical quitting in multiplayer. It saved me tactical. Tons of time.
It's tactical. It's tactical. Get over yourself.
And they know about it. Mediatonic obviously knows about this thing, and they leave it in there. If you're really hardcore about it, then go and do it.
Go do it. Okay.
Whatever. But once that platinum popped, it is easily one of the most rewarding platinums I ever got this year. Yeah, it's
so what is it about this game? Let's make that the final thing. What is it about it that, like,
yeah,
because everybody's like, this is a game of the year right now. We talked about it. We talked about the things we like, the things we love, the things we don't love about this game. But what is it that makes this game special?
I think it's special because it takes the allure of competitive multiplayer and puts it into something that every gamer knows how to do. It's not tied to first-person shooting and... you know, teamwork, where you have to have on a headset and have call outs and whatnot.
Right.
All you need to know is how to jump, how to grab, and when to dive. It's three buttons. It's so easily accessible, and I'm glad with the patches are even adding more accessibility, which is amazing. I think everyone can play this game. Everyone can have fun with this game. And it gives you that high of watching your favorite esports player win at Call of Duty on the big stage. It's the same kind of feeling.
I've won about, I think, around 7 times because I've gotten that trophy. Every time I win, I still get that inertia rush of like, whoa, this is cool. This is awesome. And it's fun. It's whimsical. For the most part, I'm not getting bummed out when I'm losing unless it's a team game because I feel like a part of me like feels like the game's working against me, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's not because of me. It's because of my goddamn other yellow teammates over there. But yeah, to me, I think what makes this game so popular is A, it's whimsy, man. Like you're just jelly beans running around. And the gameplay complements that to a T where it's just like, hey, you're just a fucking jelly bean. Run around, dipshit.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, let's do this. You know, like when you fall, it's cute. Like their legs kind of wobble around. It's
their little scream when they're falling.
Yeah,
it's high pitched and
it's cute. Like the game's cute. It's adorable. It's approachable by kids. It's approachable for young adults. It's approachable for everyone. That's the thing. I think you nailed it. Is the accessibility of this game. And I think it has, and this is a broken record, you've heard this everywhere, but like it has definitely come out at a time when we definitely need this most. Like, it's mm-hmm. been a rough fucking year. It's really great to just turn our brain off and just be a jelly bean.
Yeah. Yeah.
It says something about this year, Kyle, where falling to your doom is great escapism.
In a game show.
In a game
as
show.
As a bean.
Oh, goodness yeah, gracious.
It's fantastic. But before we give out our mm-hmm. trophy rating on this yes. game, I do want to touch on the Battle Pass.
Oh, right. So Season 2's happening.
Well, yeah, and the Battle Pass that's in this one, I do want to, since we are re-recording this, and hint, I already know the answer here, but Joe, how do you feel this Battle Pass goes up against, like, a Fortnite or an Apex where it comes to, like, content that you're getting when you level up?
It doesn't give you as much content as the other ones because those have 100, and a lot of it, though, at the end of the day, too, like, whether it's Apex or whether it's Fortnite. Loading screens, right? You're not always getting the skins you want. You know, there's always a set list. It's like, oh yeah, level 15 or 17, you'll get that skin. At 25, you'll get the other one. 50, 60, 70, and then the variant skins on that. It really demands your time. Where Fall Guys, like, you can come back to it. It's only 40 levels. They're all really easy and obtainable. And so it's really less focus on I'm playing this to attain something. It's more of I'm playing this just to play it. You know, there's a less of a demand. And I think that helps the game's longevity, because I feel like the reason why you burn out in Fortnite or Apex is it's so demanding. The game just demands so much of your time. I don't think it respects it the way Fall Guys does.
You know? Yeah. And, big shout out to Mediatonic because this info came out after we recorded the first one. But we asked the question, like, what do you think the price would be on this second season pass? And newsflash, season pass will still be free.
Yeah.
So you'll still be earning stuff just for playing. It's free. No additional charge. They're adding custom servers in a patch. They're adding they're planning for cross-platform, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They confirm that it's an apple in the game, not a tomato or a mango. Yeah. Yeah. So like, and they know that they're the cheaters, especially this is more on Steam side of things. I haven't seen it really on PlayStation.
PC dorks.
But,
enjoy our exclusives in a year too, by the way.
they want to make sure that this game is fun for everybody and not taken away from these stupid cheaters to just fly their beans to the end and whatever.
why cheat in this game? It doesn't make any sense. And that's why I think that trophy should just go Thanos snap. Go away.
Yeah.
I think it goes against the whole philosopher of it.
Yeah. And last thing before the trophy, what can they add to a future season? We know what season two is. We contemplated what they could do. I was kind of hoping holiday theme, like Halloween. But season two is going to be medieval with castles and reworking of some of the stages and some new stages, which look crazy. Like you have to push platforms to get over walls with people and you know, people are just going to fuck each other over.
Oh, dude. Like, this game is so, it screams passive aggressive.
And like the skins will be like dragons and wizards and knights and that kind of theme. So season three and beyond.
Yeah.
What kind of all encompassing themes would you like to see out of Fall Guys?
All right. Here, we went to fantasy. I want to go to space. Give me an astronaut suit. You already want it now that I said it.
Well, there is one in the collector's edition. If you buy the collector's edition, you get one.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe then. Maybe.
Who knows? Yeah. I was also thinking space, some like mess the with the gravity thing. In some levels.
Like the physics that would be cool. And everything. Mm-hmm.
They already gave us some costumes in this realm, but give me like a dinosaur season.
Yeah, we've gotten some dino skins, but play around with that. Get prehistoric.
Yeah. Like dodge the meteorites and the meteors coming down.
No. That's just too much hell. Now, my question for you, because we were kind of going back and forth with this, is that a whole bunch of streamers, even just straight up companies, were donating to Extra Life in order to get a skin in Fall Guys.
Special effect, I think.
Special effect. What did I say?
Extra Life.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, for special effect. And, a bunch of companies, I think Ninja donated over $250,000 or something, like raised over that much.
Well, I just went to him to just check what the final thing was because it was up today. Ninja, Mr. Beast, Aim Lab, and G2 Esports all joined in for $1 million donation to Special Effect, and now they will get a skin in the game, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, and I think like it kind of goes with the whole vibe that they're setting, which is like the season pass is free, at least for season 1 and season 2. I wouldn't mind spending it, but even when we were about earlier, like, would KFC get that skin that they were vying for? Do we see the Avengers in here? And it looks like that's not the route they're going for. And it's crazy because they could. I wouldn't hold it against them. Mm-hmm. What's your thought on all that, Kyle?
On the skins and the...
Yeah. Like where they should go next or if they should, you know, quote-unquote sell out.
I'm not fully against a sellout and get like a brand thing in there. I'm not totally against it, but I really enjoy what they did with this, where they're like, hey, if you really want your skin in the game, pledge an amount and it's going to a charity that we pick for, I forgot what Special Effect does. I should look that up, but,
I think if I'm not mistaken, they find, it's
level
similar.
The playing field for gamers with physical disabilities around the world. So, if you want your skin in the game, donate to this charity for people that want to play games but can't due to physical disabilities.
People like my sister-in-law,
I think that's brilliant, and I hope they keep it going and maybe switch up donation to different charities or stick with Special Effect. It's awesome. It's fantastic.
So here's what I want to start. Before we talk about like the trophy rating, I just popped in my head. We should instead say yay or nay, should you buy this? And then rate it color coded bronze, silver, gold, platinum.
Sure.
I think that makes more sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It only took a couple of shows, but we got it. So, Kyle, my question to you, do you recommend this game? Go out there, buy it for $20.
If you haven't already gotten on PS Plus, absolutely get it for $20.
Which apparently the most popular PlayStation Plus game ever.
Insane.
Rocket League.
If you want to wait for season 2, I would say don't. Still play season 1 because it's still a lot of fun. It's well worth $20. Yeah. I would even say a $40 game.
Whoa! All right,
I still think it's worth $40.
Mr.
Bad Bit.
You're lucky you're getting $20 out of me. Because I feel like it's well worth it.
For the amount of hours you put into this game, you feel like $40 is still not enough for it.
I don't think it would get enough people. Yeah, no, I don't think it would get enough people through that door. I think $20 is more palpable.
Okay.
You know? Because just like entitled streamers say, what is $5? $5 is...
If you have time to sit there and watch me play, you have $5.
In my beanbag chair with my stockings and simp for a little bit, then you can go out and throw me $5 of your hard-earned money. And I will continue to thirst trap you. Which, hey, you know what? Go for it.
Yeah, I'm not shaming you on that one.
So it's $5 to, you know, it's $5 four times the simp. I'm trying to get cool young lingo down. I'm failing at it.
It's pretty bad. It's a Domino's pizza delivery.
Yeah. There you go. What's $5 medium pies? $20, fine. Go out there. Do it.
Yeah.
Question for you, Kyle, as I try to dig myself out of this hole. What bronze, silver, gold, plat? where are you throwing it?
Oh, it's a platinum. Easy platinum. The amount of fun I've had, the amount of hours I've had, the rewarding factor of finally winning that crown, and not even the first time, the continuously winning of the crown, I think is still rewarding. It's still a ton of fun. Seeing what skins are in the store every day, because they change.
Something new.
Is something new. Like, I went on a couple days ago to play for the first time in like a week since I got the platinum. I took a little break.
Yeah.
I was like, where did this tomato head come from? I missed that? What?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's so many cool skins that I'm so mad that I missed out on, so... Yeah. It is well worth your time. It's well worth a platinum here on our rating, our road to greatness.
I say, yeah, platinum, it's fantastic. Now, last one. Is this really a Game of the Year contender? Like, when we're thinking at the end of the year, we're taking Last of Us, probably Cyberpunk, Halo,
you did it.
Oh, man, it hurts. Oh, wait, Kyle. I know.
Oh wait, Joe.
This is only for.
Huge.
It's not even on video, but I got.
It's
the Halo rifle in here. It's cool, right? Anyway, at the end of the year, we're gonna get Last of Us, Cyberpunk, right? Well, like Tony Montana, this thing, Ghost of Tsushima, Doom. Maybe does this stand alongside those games?
I think it has an argument for sure.
Yeah.
I know for me, it won't get a Game of the Year vote myself.
Right, but just it's because go of the story. Indies, right?
Oh, I think there's got... Oh, man. You know what? I almost said like it's going to be hands down a winner. Right. And then I remembered I'm playing Spiritfarer. And I held back on that,
how is that
sentence. It's real good. I'm just holding back because I know how emotional it'll be. And we talked about it at the beginning of the show. I'm not in the current good mental health state in order to finish that game.
Dude, I'm one ASPCA commercial away from this full-on mental fucking breakdown.
Right? If I bring home french fries from McDonald's and one fry hits the floor, I'm done. Yeah. I'm going to the loony bin. I can't take it anymore. Loss is all around me. But I think it will hold some weight in Game of the Year.
Yeah.
It's just there's too many other things that I enjoy more.
I'm going to be real. I get that it's a moment. I understand that. But like if Fortnite didn't get it, this game ain't getting it. Because I feel like Fortnite's done so much to change the industry. Even when it comes to even its gameplay mechanics, this ever-changing world, I know, whatever. I'm going to get a little bit of shit for that, but like, that didn't get it. This doesn't for me. It's a really great platformer.
I'm going to challenge you on that one.
Okay.
If Overwatch got it, Fall Guys has a shot too.
I think Overwatch is a far better game. I'm going to be real.
It's a multiplayer game.
I mean, you're right. I hate this.
In Overwatch, but like,
Look at this D.Va pick.
I see it. It's great.
It's my Second Amendment right here. All right. Nerf bullets and all.
God, it's shocking I didn't see you on the RNC.
Oh, dude. Here's the thing. You know that lady that held the gun like this? That was just me in a wig.
God, how did I not see it?
I know.
Oh, man.
God, I'm sorry. I can't believe they actually don't have enough people that they're just like, hey, couple that aim their guns at neighbors. Just come on over here.
Hey, asshole kid that was smiling at a indigenous person. You come to us
him?
Too.
Did they get him too?
Yeah. What the fuck? I think his name's Nick Chester or some bullshit thing like that.
They got Rita Repulsa.
Give me Goldar!
What if the final night Goldar did show up? Like, instead of the fireworks that misspelled his name, like, they just summoned him.
My God.
Oh, that would be the...
Honestly, sequel to the Power Rangers reboot movie.
What if Trump takes off his mask, he's Ivan Ooze.
That's why his tan is so bad. It's covering up the purple. He's got to put enough on it.
Oh, God, there's just so much use. Oh, that was such a bad movie, but it scared me as a kid. He scared me.
Hey, Joe, how about that platinum trophy? You give me the platinum?
I don't think so.
Okay. Nick Sandman, by the way, is the kid's name.
Nick Sandman. Jesus. Yeah. What did he do? Just stare in front of the camera?
Well, it's bad. It's bad.
Oh, my goodness. Let me guess. Third night, they brought out my high school bully.
They got that one history teacher we all had in our high school to go down there.
You're never going to be anything with your life. I'm in this for a paycheck. I don't want to pay my union dues. All right, you guys, do the quiz. I'm just going to drink him in the corner here.
God, it's like you were in my class, Joe.
I know.
It's so weird.
I know. Oh, my goodness gracious. So, yeah, we recommend it. It's a platinum. Honestly, what an ending. My question for you, if you all stuck around this far, in September, we have Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Mm-hmm.
We have Avengers.
I'll be getting it tomorrow as we're recording.
Ooh, are you really?
Yeah, if you give me pre-order, you get it like 3 days early or something like that.
I got to check my email, see if we got a code. So Tony Hawk Avengers,
mm-hmm.
Mafia Remake,
mm-hmm.
And Kingdoms of Amalur. There's no mm-hmm. way we could cover all the four games. Do you think we could do two of these games?
Yeah.
It's a lot. Okay. What two would you like to cover on the Road to Greatness?
I mean, how could I not say Tony Hawk?
Okay. $40 game. That's going to be great.
For sure.
Okay.
All
right. So we got Tony
Hawk. I'm not going to force you to play Avengers.
Do a kickflip. Well, listen, if I get the code, I get the code. If I don't, I don't, you know?
You know what?
Because that's how I'm feeling about it. That's like real talk. Even if it's just me and you're like the shrink on, like I'm in the chair and you're the shrink and maybe I'm the shrink and you're out of the chair and I'm asking you things like, how did it make you feel?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Avengers would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been itching after I saw that trailer at Gamescom for Mafia Definitive Edition.
And what if we try to get like some fedoras and speak an Italian accent?
Well, accent's not going to work for this guy.
I need an Italian sub.
Mamma mia.
Hey.
Hey.
It's your host, Tony Two Fingers.
Oh, God. Let me try to get out of here. That's been our stop on the Road to Greatness. It's been Fall Guys. Absolutely a must buy, a must play. Go get it. It's $20 now since you missed out on PS Plus. Well worth your time. And as you can tell, we have plans for September. 2-3 games. Maybe we'll just do them all. I don't know. We're wild cards at this point. So check us out here. Thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. The show is for you. So thank you so much for doing it. And until next time, buckle up and enjoy the ride. Bye!